The Caps are in New York for Game 5 tonight, still trying to take the lead in the series against the Rangers. Caps defenseman Carl Alzner is joining us this morning from the Big Apple. Carl, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great, actually. How are you guys?
Good. Listen, remember, last time we talked, you guys, the game after we talked, you guys were great. So we're expecting the same thing again today. I hope I haven't put too much pressure on you, have I?
No, not at all. I appreciate, actually, you thinking about that and hopefully helping us out with a win.
How are you going to beat him tonight?
We're going to play very, very simple. It's kind of the way we played last game, just being patient, sticking to what we what's been working for us, and that's just been lugging pucks up the wall, chipping them, chasing them, waiting for them to make a mistake or get frustrated. And I've been reading a little bit about what some of their players and coach has been saying, and I think they're getting a little bit frustrated with the way we're blocking shots, and we're just playing. We have our workmanlike attitude. We just go out there and work, get the job done, and we don't try and make anything fancy, which sometimes isn't fun to watch, but it's the way you got to play if you want to win.
It's funny you mentioned what the other team is saying, because some of the stuff they're saying not only speaks of frustration, but they're whining a little bit. It's like they're starting to lose belief in themselves, too.
I think anytime you're and we've been in the position before when you're we've finished the league towards the top and you play a team that's finished in seventh or eighth place, and you're not really controlling everything and controlling the series, it can be very frustrating, and you start asking yourself why is that happening. They're a good team. They're going to be strong-minded. Their coach is great, so I have a feeling he's going to pump them up pretty good. And
right,
it'll be a very tough game for us today, but it's one of those games that can really, really change the series.
Yeah, I think you're right. You seem to play with, would you say it was more urgency in the last game? Clearly, you came out in that first period, and it was like wonderful. You were playing terrific on offense and defense. It was a combination which we hadn't seen all that often.
Yeah, we came out a lot better, and that's the way we got to do it if we want to give ourselves a good chance of winning. It's a lot tougher to have a team come with the pressure and come from behind, and we've had to do that too many times in the playoffs and in the regular season. So, it's very important. We always talk about scoring the first goal and scoring the first two goals if we can, and that really sets us up for the style of defense we've been playing lately. It makes it tough for teams to gain any momentum, and it's very, very important. So I think all the guys are going to be looking to do the exact same thing. Just hope we can get one early.
Well, it used to be the Rangers that would be leading the league in blocking shots, but now the Caps have taken that right away from them.
Fabulous.
That's the game plan. It's nice that we're actually executing it to a T. It's the guys have no problem getting in front of shots right now. I think once you face a team like Boston, you're blocking shots from Chara and Boychuk. It makes things a little easier on you the next time around, because if you can stop one from those guys, you can stop one from almost anybody.
You know, when I'm at home watching the games, I call him Tortellini. Tortorella is such an annoying figure, the coach of the Rangers. When you watch him, as you guys are on the ice, and the things that he's doing on the side of the ice here, does he ever get in anybody's head?
No, I've never actually heard him talking or say anything. It's just more fun to watch. I mean, he's very animated. He's very intense. So it's interesting to watch and see what's going on over there, because our coach is very different. He's very calm, cool, collected behind the bench. He doesn't yell at anybody or get in anybody's face, and he keeps his talking to short, simple speeches. So it's different, but it's cool to see what's going on the bench. If we can do something out there to spark him into something big, then it makes us feel pretty good.
Good. Well, there's been a little bit of trepidation among fans in past years, but I feel like this year, the fans and even the team, it's an attitude of like, bring it on. We're ready for anything. So good luck, Carl. It's been fabulous to watch.
Okay, cool. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks for talking to us.
Go get him, Carl.